AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump thinks it'll go just fine. That's what he told reporters about his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin that begins later this morning in Helsinki, Finland. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports this meeting comes at a challenging time in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
The president's top diplomat in Moscow calls it a fraught relationship, but one that must improve.
It's inconceivable that we can solve some of the international issues without engaging Russia at some level.
John Huntsman tells NBC's Meet the Press it's a particularly good time for the meeting.
The collective blood pressure between the United States and Russia is off the charts high.
The president says that's not the only issue. The special counsel's probe is also straining relations and undercuts his efforts to make them better.
Anything you do, it's always going to be, oh, Russia, he loves Russia. I love the United States, but I love getting along with Russia and China and other countries.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia worries aloud that Putin, a former KGB intelligence officer, may take advantage of President Trump.
I really would feel much better if there were other Americans in the room making sure that we make the point that the first and top point of this agenda should be no further Russian interference in our elections.
After the summit, Presidents Trump and Putin will hold a news conference. China says it has officially now gone to the World Trade Organization to complain about President Trump's threat to raise taxes on Chinese goods. Most U.S. business economists expect hiring and pay to rise over the next few months, but most of those surveyed say the Trump corporate tax cuts have yet to affect their plans for hiring or investment. France is welcoming home its champion World Cup soccer team today with a parade in Paris. This is AP Radio News. And now to the movies. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this.
You need a vacation from running everyone else's vacation.
A cartoon vampire hotel keeper taking a holiday cruise.
A cruise?
Ooh!
Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation attracted the biggest crowds to theaters and earned an estimated $44 million in its debut.
So, how long have you been Ant-Man again?
Ant-Man and the Wasp dropped to number 2 after opening first last week. It added some $28 million to its earnings.
My family is trapped 240 floors in the air.
While Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Skyscraper could only manage third with $25 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Amazon is extending its annual Prime Day promotion to 36 hours this year. It starts this afternoon. It'll be trying to lure more deal seekers to the aisles of Whole Foods. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.